Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Holy moly, what a day at the airport north of the border in Toronto. A Delta Airlines flight coming in from Minnesota landed, flipped over, slid down the runway after landing on its roof. It did not go well yesterday, let's just say. Delta Airlines jet flipped over. Whether they think may have had something to do with it, it was tremendously windy. The runway was snow-covered. It was gusty. They're saying gusts up over 30, 40 miles an hour, somewhere around there. Plane had 76 passengers on board, was coming in from Minneapolis. And this was about 2:15 in the afternoon. Everything seemed fine, just a bit of a weather day. So communications between the tower and the pilot were normal on approach. It appears from what they're piecing together, maybe one of the wings touched the runway or something as they were landing. And that was enough to sort of rip off that wing and cause the plane to cartwheel, I think is the best description from what they're going with. There was no footage of the actual plane land that they've put out there yet. What there was the after effects and some people with cameras on the plane. One of the passengers traveling to Toronto for a paramedics conference said the landing was very forceful. Then all of a sudden, everything just kind of went sideways. The next thing you know, we're upside down, strapped in. All 76 passengers got off the plane and are alive. The four crew members got off the plane and are alive. There are injuries, some of them being described as critical. 18 people taken to the hospital, some just sent on their way. But what a spectacle and what a great job for the crew on the ground to get there. There were flames. Jane, as you can imagine, plane flips over. And it's a Bombardier. You see many of them. These are very popular regional jets. And so this thing is on its back, wheels up. There are flames. Fire crews are out there in an instant putting out the flames. And then people make their way out of this plane. It was a lot. So emergency response personnel reached the plane within moments. Everything went as planned on their part. You know, you train a lot and then the thing happens. So one of the people injured critically, they say in critical condition, was taken to a Toronto's Sick Kids Hospital, as they call it. Injured adults taken to other hospitals in the city. But the fact that this thing flipped over after landing and everyone's alive, miracle that they are alive.
I mean, it was cold. There was snow on the runway. Maybe that was part of it.
Yeah, it was much like here. They got a lot more snow than we did.
Yeah.
But just to give you an idea of the snowfall.
When you look at the runways,
other planes were landing fine.
Right.
It's believed that a wind gust might have caused the plane to, we'll say, wobble or you correct a little bit to make up for the wind gust. And then if one of the wings happens to touch the ground before you land, that's not good.
No.
So, again, a lot of speculation, a lot of people wondering this is probably what happened. Canada has a version of the NTSB. The U.S. has sent members of the NTSB. It is a Delta Airlines flight. And so they're going to investigate and try and piece together what happened with that flight. So I did have a friend that was on the tarmac waiting to take off when this all happened.
Oh, no.
Yeah, Bob State was headed down south.
Oh, wow.
On the plane for 4 hours, couldn't get off. They're sitting there while they're watching what's going on the other, you know, end of the airport. And things finally, after about 4 hours, they had a full ground stop and everything, but things got things got moving after
did
a while.
Did he take, so that he was, took off? Wow.
He did. Very nervous flight. I'm like, bet you're not taking your seatbelt off.
Oh, man.
So what a day to be traveling. Yeah, wow. It's a friend. What are you going to do?
Yeah. Yeah.
He said, yeah, it's staying on the whole time. Mm-hmm. But he got to where he's going.
I think when you're on a plane, you should always keep. I know that they will make the announcement. It looks like it's going to be smooth for a while. I just think keep your seatbelt on the whole time.
Yeah, you can loosen it a bit if you want. It's hard with kids. Sometimes they just don't want it on at all.
Yeah.
So there's that. We are getting the bitter cold temperatures today, as predicted. Some areas single digits. And then you've got the wind chill. So what do you say? Minus 20, some crazy stat like that. It's cold today. This is all part of a big weather system. It is, what does your mother call it? The polar vortex?
Vortex.
Yeah. The polar vortex is hitting many, many states and affecting millions. Mm. So ahead of that, the weekend storms pummeled the eastern U.S. with floods in Kentucky. That got hit the hardest. About 14 fatalities connected with these flood situations and severe weather. National Weather Service warned of life-threatening cold as wind chills dropped to minus 60 in parts of North Dakota and minus 50 in parts of Montana. This morning was forecast to be even colder. So there are some areas, and you know we've had some deep freeze situations sort of in the Atlantic states in the south. It's going to be worse than those situations that we've already had this season. Meteorologists had predicted parts of the U.S. would experience the 10th and coldest polar vortex event this season. So this is the 10th one and the worst of all of them. So what did flood is now freezing, and that's bad for the South. And finally this morning, a seal found wandering the streets of a city in Connecticut. It's New Haven, Connecticut. That's where Yale is. A young gray seal found wandering the streets. Police have no idea how or why, but it does happen sometimes. The seals, especially the little ones, will kind of find their way exploring new spots and don't realize, well, I shouldn't be in the middle of the street. New Haven Police Department posted a photo to social media showing the seal crawling along the city street with a patrol vehicle pulled up next to it. Investigators don't know how the seal ended up in the city. It has been taken by the Mystic Aquarium's Animal Rescue Program. And they said, well, sometimes it just happens and it's not so much a prank. It's not like someone put the seal there, but I don't know. They're at the shoreline and they're like, let's go explore. And explore they do. Problem is, some of them, if they are lost from their family or group, you put them back into the wild, they're too little to handle themselves. So that's where the Animal Rescue Program comes into effect. So hopefully everything's good for this little cute as a button, Jan.
Yeah.
I mean,
that would be such a weird thing to see.
Y'all found that pig last year.
Right.
Did you mention finding a baby seal? Probably not going to find one in Buffalo. We don't have a whole big seal population. So there's that.
Yep.
That's every news and views. Time right now is 6:31.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.